Welcome to Flourish. I'm Diane Planetin, and you're in the right place if you're ready to create an inspired life. And we do so by working on our own personal development so we can be strong role models for those we love and mentor, and strong for our own personal well-being. Today's the day that I've been promising ever since we began our journey through the Source, the national, international bestseller book by Dr. Tara Swart, and how our minds are absolutely so powerful. That's the one thing we should be taught in school immediately. How powerful we are just from the inside out. So I'm sharing my very own vision board with you. And remember, this is a work in progress. Things transpire, they evolve, things change, life changes, life happens. So when you need to reset your mindset, refocus, regroup, whatever works for you, use a vision board, use what your screensaver is on your phone, use your own personal journey, write it down, take notes, listen to inspiration, inspire your spirit. That's what inspiration really is. So you want to live an inspired life. Surround yourself with beautiful things, beautiful thoughts, beautiful images. I took the liberty of printing in color for a change to do my vision board. So let's take a look, shall we? All right. I will begin in this corner here, and I will zoom in as we go through the vision board as well. Mastery postponed is genius denied. And that's a quote from Robin Sharma. So if you are delaying at finishing something, just think about this quote and what that could mean to you. Because what it means to me is I need to get writing more on my book, and I have to believe in myself. So believe in yourself. Act as if it's impossible to fail. That is a quote from Dorothea Brandt. And the name of her book that she wrote. So I love it. It's my daily inspiration. But in order to reach that, I need to focus, follow one course until successful. Focus, focus, focus. In this distracted world we live in, I need to remind myself to focus. So the vision board to me is more of a reminder. And I love this anonymous quote. Attract what you expect, reflect what you desire, become what you respect, mirror what you admire. Be the mirror image of what you are becoming. Move forward into that. Move forward into that. And remind yourself of this little mantra. It's amazing. This is one of my favorite quotes. When you achieve your dreams, it's not so much what you get. It's who you become. Diana Nyad. Who are you becoming? And if you've never heard of Diana Nyad, it's a fantastic movie. You can watch all about her journey. An Olympic swimming athlete whose one dream in life was to swim from Cuba to Florida. An impossible feat, right? What makes this so incredible is she achieved this when she was in her 60s. It's never too late. Never too late. Never too late. Just remember that. You're not too old. You're not too tired. You're not too poor. It's never too late. You need to move forward towards your dream, and it's a daily occurrence. She'd given up that dream for a long time. Resilience. No kidding. And I have this on here. It's a Band-Aid. Yes. Sometimes I just have to remind myself to rip off the Band-Aid and just do it. Rip off the Band-Aid and do it. Doesn't cost you much. And this dragon. Well, if you're into the zodiac astrology, this is from Chinese astrology. The Year of the Dragon is this year, 2024, and I am fortunate enough to have that as my symbol. And guess what? I'm going to believe it. There's a reason I'm going to believe it, and I'll share that in just a minute. But action wins the race. What is your symbolism? It doesn't have to be mythological, although I love Greek mythology, but I am going to believe this is my year and the Year of the Dragon. And here's why. Here's my writing about dragons. I did not make this up. It is all part of the zodiac. Dragons are ambitious, adventurous, fearless, charismatic, confident. Who wouldn't want to wake up to that every day and be reminded of who they are? I will always, always start my day being a dragon, not a fierce dragon. I'm not going to slay the day. I'm ambitious. I'm courageous. I'm generous, compassionate, loyal, independent. I pursue dreams and goals. Majestic, lucky, brave, creative, innovative, successful. Come on, guys. Write these words out. Talk to yourself. Your brain is listening. Your brain is listening. And both parts of your brain are listening. And what I mean by that is that little angel and that little devil that sit on your shoulder that try and talk you out of things, try and talk you out of things, try and fill those negative vibes. And guess what? You have the power. That's where your power lies, in slaying, right? Not the day. Slay. Work on your mindset. Innovative, successful, impactful, optimistic, challenge themselves and are not afraid to pursue their dreams. No fear. No fear in pursuing your dreams. Words are so magical for your brain. Abracadabra. It's like waving a magic wand. Abracadabra translates roughly into, I will create as has been spoken. Your mind is listening to you. Create, talk out loud, talk to yourself out loud, whatever it takes. Write it down, get a vision board. It doesn't have to be this big. I just have it this big because I have a lot of hopes and dreams and desires. But it's fun. It's super fun. And I have up here, that's my target. That's where I'm aiming. And above it is, I will persist until I succeed. That's a quote from Og Mandino, very inspirational leader. And the infinity symbol is underneath it. Because you have infinite power. You have infinite earning potential. You have infinite energy that you can tap into as a resource. And as long as you can, please stay healthy. So you can reach those dreams. I'm sounding like my mother now, right? Health is all you need. Yes, well, my mom's over 90. And let me say, she's a really, really good example of how you can reach your dreams if you keep your health. It's an amazing feat indeed. This is absolutely my favorite piece on the entire vision board. This is actually Nike, who's the goddess of victory in Greek mythology. Nike, yes, you've heard that name before. The goddess of victory in any field. This particular picture I took myself. Actually, it was outside in France when I was visiting my son at Christmas time. They're surrounded by these beautiful symbols. And the most famous original one is the wing goddess of Samaras that's in the Louvre, which I also was very fortunate to view. And it was a reminder to me. It was a reminder to me that this not only symbolizes victory, it symbolizes mastery. Can you imagine somebody sculpting that by hand? from one big piece of marble. Talk about patience and perseverance and mastery. But what it also symbolizes for me is, and in Greek mythology, the laurel. The laurel leaves was their crown for victory. And what that symbolizes, those laurel leaves, is I will not rest on my laurels. I will not take it easy. I will not stop. I will persist until I succeed. And right beside that is a beautiful quote from Susan Taylor. Whatever we believe about ourselves and our ability come true for us. Whatever you believe. Ask and you shall receive. Abracadabra. Your words are magic. And those symbols are something you can use on your vision board, especially if you want to keep things private. If you want to just keep them to yourselves, if you want to pursue a dream and put something on your phone, that's a symbol. What is that for you? What can you do that doesn't even have words on it? But every time you see that picture, you're like, yeah, my dream's coming true. You deserve to have dreams. You deserve to live an inspired life. Make that change. One little change. One little symbol. Maybe it's a Band-Aid. I don't know. Following this is mindset is everything. And I have love here. Big, bold letters of love. If you lead with love in your heart, if you love yourself, if you are kind to others, nobody can hurt you. Oh, they might try. Sticks and stones, right? Well, you know what? You have the power to have that love in your heart, a love for life, a joie de vivre. It's beautiful. The best way, it says underneath it, to predict your future is to create it. And that's a quote by Abraham Lincoln. And if you ever, ever need inspiration, well, think about what future you are creating for yourself. It takes time, but you have to take action over time and build up onto it. What else takes time is, oh, hey, you know, I ate a lot of cheese when I went and visited my son. Yes, I have a little extra vacation weight to lose. So I thought, you know what? I see myself bikini ready at all times, every morning. I see myself that I'm in the best shape of my life. And that's what I mean. It doesn't happen all overnight. It didn't go on overnight. It's not going to come off overnight, but I'm getting there. And I remind myself of it daily. It's a simple, simple thing to do. This is so easy. And I have on here, this girl is on fire. Why? That's my alarm. Every morning, I wake up to Alicia Keys singing that song, reminding myself that I have the power to get out of bed and design my future. This girl's on fire. Well, I'm also in the best shape of my life. You see that? Building my mind, body, and spirit every day. It's work. It's work. It's work. And I'm so excited that you want to do a vision board. I'm super excited for you because it's such a positive, positive way to start your day. And a beautiful reminder in the evening. And if you're using your phone, if you have a cell phone that has pictures on it, well, put those pictures on your phone. Be reminded. Nike is my screensaver on my phone. She is the goddess of victory. You are a goddess. Act like one. Yeah, that's my reminder to me. You are a goddess. Treat yourself like one. Treat your mind, body, and spirit like a goddess. You are that person. Head held high, chin up, confidence. If you change your body image, you change your mindset, you will start looking a lot higher and a lot taller. It's amazing. This is my reminder that everything starts in my mind. Whether it's a morning meditation, whether it's a reminder, whether it's a review, everything starts in your mind. And you got these two little thoughts going on at all times. Because first and foremost, you are in survival mode. And every now and then, you have to push your little survival reminder away. Push that survival reminder away and take a leap of faith in yourself to control your own destiny. Oh, man, it's hard sometimes. It's really hard, especially, I'm going to say, and this is why you need to do a vision board, because your mind loves pictures. It really does. And it listens to your words. But this is why you really, really need to set yourself up for success. Because your survival mode of your brain, and we went over this in the book, is going to hold you back and tell you to sit down and watch other people making money on TV or a show or a movie. No, you can have freedom, much more freedom in life, much more peace of mind if you're not daily hustling, trying to pay the bills, trying to pay off debt. I've taken my dream one step further. And you can see this. I say to myself, you got this. You got this. And oh, by the way, P.S., nobody's coming. Yeah, nobody's coming to rescue you. You may have heard that Mel Robbins, famous motivational speaker, reminds us nobody's coming to help us. We come into this world, we're taken care of, hopefully nicely, and then we're put out there, and no one's coming to help us anymore. No one's putting food on the table. Nobody's putting a roof over our heads. Nobody's telling us to make good choices. So it's up to ourselves to handle it. And it's also up to ourselves to help the next generation succeed, to help them live their dreams, to know they can believe in themselves, to know their brain is a superpower, to know when to power down and to get it done. Because nobody's coming. Nobody. And if you're part of a group that's not influencing you in a positive way right now, you might have to let that go. You might have to let anger go. You might have to find forgiveness. You know exactly what you need to do. And humans are natural organizers. We naturally know these things. It's our instincts. It's our intuition. You know deep down, right? So I have this little reminder that starts in my brain, changes the world. And I got it. I got it. I got this. And I truly understand. Nobody's coming to help me. I found that one out really hard way a number of times. So spare yourself heartache and rejection, or whatever it is you're going through, and remind yourself you are in control of your destiny. And up here, this isn't necessarily a vision, but it's a reminder. Mastery is not a function of genius or talent. It is the function of time and intense focus. Time and intense focus. Robert Greene, my absolutely favorite author ever in my life. He changed my life.
Ha ha. What?
Yes. Remember how I was talking about how nobody's coming to rescue me? Robert Greene, his book on human nature taught me more about how humans and groups and thinking and people interact than I've ever learned in my life. I did an entire series on his book, The Laws of Human Nature, chapter by chapter. I mean, when I read a book, I dig in and I do not partake in these little snippets, you know, summaries. I don't get that. That doesn't help me digest information. So if you are going through something and you're like, how am I going to create a vision board, Diane? I don't even know where my next paycheck's coming from. How am I going to create a vision for my future when all I deal with is politics at work and backstabbing people? How am I going to do my vision when I am so stressed and depressed? You start one little square, one little piece of paper, cut out something from a magazine, whatever it takes, just start. Because this is what's going to keep you going. This is what's going to build you up. This is what's going to drive you to the next destination. Okay. And finally, and I debated not putting this on here. I thought, what? Come on. I'd like more money. Wouldn't we all? And I decided, my mantra, money flows easily and readily to me. I love money and money loves me. I live completely debt-free. I have $1 million in my bank account. Why not? Why not put a dream home up there? Why not? If that's what you want. Maybe your dream is for a vacation. Maybe your money needs to flow to you so you can have your dream vacation. What is it you want? Money is not evil. Money gives you the freedom to enjoy your life. And I would like to enjoy mine. So I put that up there. And in case you're wondering where I got this mantra from, it was from Jen Cicero's, "You're a Badass with Money." And if you cannot afford to buy a book, maybe listen to some of the reviews I've done on books. If you cannot afford to download an audio, go to your public library. It's free. Check out a book. Free audiobooks. Get the app on your phone. Listen to something positive and inspiring and uplifting every morning before you get out of bed. This is my vision every morning and every evening. And I am ingraining it in my brain and I'm adding to it and I'm taking away or I'm doing something. Maybe you just need a new dishwasher. Put it up there. Manifest your life by creating it. The best way to predict your future is to create it. This is my future. We're looking at right here. And it's not all materialistic. It's my creative side. And when I create, then I will earn money. It is my mindset, my belief system. I'm going with the dragon this year. I'm telling you right now, that dragon is never leaving my side ever again. Read some descriptions. I love mythology. What do you believe in? Who is your inspiration leader? Write it down. Positive vibes, good influences, and you will live a more inspired life. You will live in spirit. I hope you've enjoyed watching me explain why my vision board looks the way it does. Yours can look completely different. If you just have one little scrap piece of paper and that's your vision, that one thing, do it. Do it today. Don't delay. Just go for it. You are in charge of your destiny. Make it a great one. Well, if you like the show, share it with somebody you know and hit that subscribe button. Add a comment. What's on your vision board? What is your vision for your future? What do you aspire to? What are you taking control of? What is your destiny looking like? I'll see you next week.